Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Friday. This is Angel with Ignite and Evolve and Spiritual Life Coaching. I am so happy to be with you today. It has been a wonderful, wonderful month. Today is our last broadcast here in April. Next week it will be May. And I thought we'd end the month with a fun programming I call Ignite Your Creative Fire. I have a lot of clients and followers out there that are engaged as entertainers, whether they be writers, poets, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers. The world is full of wonderful creative spirits. And, you know, as an artist myself, I acknowledge it can be challenging when what you're inspired to do and what you dream to do is in the areas of artistic inspiration. As it's always a little challenging to be an artist in the first place, let alone now. I have to take that art and create something that's going to both engage the public, give me the support that I need to move my life forward, and give me a legacy that I can feel proud of. So I wanted to open up our minds and our hearts and our souls to the wonderful artists out there that are listening to the muses to give us such great pleasure. So as always, before we get started, just want to just take a moment, let everybody just relax, take a deep breath, and just allow yourself to be today. It is very stressful sometimes in life. I found myself this week getting caught up in the stresses of life. And as I sat back in contemplation last night, I realized I don't have anything to really stress out about. But the life itself, and the energies of everyone trying to move forward in a specific direction and sometimes trying to push you in that direction with them can cause us to feel the heat and feel the stress of the day. So I'm going to open up the phone to those of you who would like to call in today. The number is 917-932-1778. That number once again, 917-932-1778. 1778. And then when you call in, I do request, please, that you have your questions in the theme of today's programming, which again is ignite your creative fire. So I'm looking for artists, entertainers, writers who are stuck or feel like they're about to break through and would like to share their experiences and allow the energies to come through to give them support. Got a caller waiting here. I'm going to go ahead and grab the line here. Hold on 1 second. We're going to take you right now. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, this is Angel and welcome to the program.
Hi, Angel. It's Pooja.
Hi, Pooja. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. I definitely want to call in for a message because I did really well.
Okay.
Last week, and I had some breakthroughs, especially with my skill set. And
okay.
It's just, I feel another round of kind of stress coming up soon.
Oh, the stress.
I don't know. There may be something else coming up. And so it's really financially, and I'm not so worried. I just feel like there are a few more hoops maybe to go over. So I just wanted
okay.
to kind of ask you for a message on how to deal with that and how to move forward or what you see coming. It could just be that. I mean, I could just be on the verge of something big, you know. I never know.
Well, the first thing I want to say is I touched on it earlier, so I want to kind of touch on it again for everyone. This week, the energies of this week have been pretty crazy, and everyone that I've been engaged with has been feeling it. Even when you don't have any crazy stuff going on in the day, it has been a powerful and igniting, and you can feel the stress. When you don't have any stress, you can still feel the stress, and that's the way the energy of this whole week has been. And the purpose of this whole week has been to get people to the next level. It's like the tide has come in to kind of pull you into the shore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And
that's
that
the way it's been for us. That's where we've all been this week. And so there's like just one of a few ways you can feel about it. Excited because you're moving forward. Stressed out because you haven't done the things you were supposed to do. So it's like the tide's rolling over you and you can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Or stressed out because the shore is coming towards you and you're not sure if you're ready. And so that's kind of where we are. So with the choice that you need to make is, which one of those three positions do you want to take? Or do you want to be ready and just have your feet ready to jump on the shore and run forward? Do you want to tell yourself you're not ready, right? You can tell yourself you're not ready, which I don't think that's the story, because it feels like you're perfectly ready. Or you could just accept that it's just this energy is just kind of built up. This energy is just coming, and you're just feeling the anxiety of the shore coming at you. Because that's what it feels like. It feels like the shore is coming at you. You've been asking for this to happen, and it's coming, and now you have to look up and see it, and you got a little anxiety going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I'm not one of those people that lose their temper or anything in traffic. I've never been that way. I've always been really calm, and I felt this fire rising yesterday in traffic, and I've never been one of those people to react, and then I instantly got that it was pushing me forward, and the minute I reacted, everything started moving. It was really weird. It was as if it was necessary to get things flowing. I don't know how to explain it. So I was in the middle of traffic and just lost my cool, but that it just moved everything. It was weird yesterday.
And yesterday was the height of it. And it's coming down. The energy is coming down a little bit now. So what you don't want to do is you don't want it to take you, because you're very powerful. So you don't want to turn your energy into, you know, a weapon of mass destruction. You don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But you are very powerful. But at the end of the day, This is the tide, you know, these tides come in, these energy tides come in for us to help us move forward. And if you're ready to take it and use it as a tool to move yourself forward, that's awesome. Just let it move you forward. Sit down and figure out what you're missing. Figure out what you need. Understand where you need to go and let this energy take you there. Don't let this energy turn you into, you know, the crazy. Don't let the crazies come and get you. Because it's time for you to propel forward. That's really all it comes down to. You know, and then again, it looks like everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you're about ready. You're almost there. The shore is right there. All you gotta do is step out into it and you're almost there. It feels really exciting.
It is. I just hope I make it through. Like, I literally have to make it through just financially this month. It's just almost like a week.
It's only a week left. That's what you have to see. People will say that, and I get that a lot as a intuitive. People will come, and they tend to come to talk to you when they're struggling financially. And today is the 24th. You got 6 days left, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the first of the month. So it's not that you can make it, you have made it. You're done. You've got 6 days left. You did it.
Yeah.
So now all you got to do is do the next one. Don't focus on stressing on the money. Don't focus on the money. Focus on the dream.
Okay. So all should right? I be visualizing? I keep asking and I don't get anything. And all I'm doing right now is taking some rest when I feel like I need to. Because I get fried really easily. So I've been doing that and just doing some of, you know, the other stuff, like just putting myself out there kind of thing and working. I've had clients come in, but I need a few more to come in.
Yeah. Well, don't force it. Just take your time and let it come. You know, the more information will come. It may be, you know, you may be trying to define it in one way, and it's going to come to you in another way. So you got to not tell the divine how to communicate with you. You just need to sit down and be available for the divine to communicate with you. It doesn't feel like it's going to look and feel and smell the way you want it to look and feel and smell. So you define, like, I want it to be like this, I want it to look like this, and I'm waiting for this to come. And over here they're throwing feathers at you, trying to get your attention, and you're missing it. So you need to just relax. You're so wound up. Your energy is so tight. You're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You're so wound up tight that you're missing it. So you just need to relax and just keep telling yourself, I'm almost there. There's nothing for you to stress on. You're almost there. You should take the webinar I'm going to do next month. It might be helpful for you. Have you gone on the website? Did you join the mailing list?
I think I did, but let me go back and check.
if you haven't, you should do that. Join the mailing list, and you guys can follow me on Twitter. My little daughter's got me all social media out, so I'm out there on Twitter, which is a whole other adventure in and of itself. But I do post messages. I let people know when we're doing special webinars and things like that. But one of the things I'm going to start doing, hopefully next month, is doing kind of online guided meditations and such for people to keep their focus. And that's really what I'm looking for, is tools that will help you kind of stay focused. That's your big message, is stay focused. Stay focused, stay focused, stay focused, because it's almost there. And if you keep focusing on the you know, being balled up in energy, today's the 24th, tomorrow's the 25th, next week is the 1st, the week after that is June, and you're going to look up and time will have flown by, and they don't want you to focus on the things that aren't important. Because the money is not as important as you think it is, because you always have it. You always get provided for. Don't focus on that. Focus on going forward, and it'll come.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, absolutely.
All righty. So I'm expecting to hear from you when you get things flowing there, and when you get your website up. Is your website up yet?
No, I think that's what I'll probably work on and get it up and going.
That'll be a good way to apply this pent up energy that you have.
New logo up. I did do that.
You got your new logo?
I have my new logo up, and I have second guesses about it all the time, because it's always me. There's a reason why it's always me too. And before I had this logo, that it was really pretty. It was a silhouette, and it was the back of her, and she was sitting in meditation, and everyone thought it was me. And this time around, I turned her around. And it's not a silhouette, it's full of light, and she's meditating, and it's beautiful. But then I wonder sometimes if it's going to manifest, and if I'm limiting myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know.
You are stressing on the stuff that you don't have to stress on,
I know.
Just don't worry about it. Get it out there, and if you need to change it, you can always change it, but you need to just...
Mm-hmm.
You know, just need to move forward. You're afraid of the shore. The shore is coming, and you're letting the vision of the shore coming to you to distract you from being ready to step out on the shore, because it's coming. You can't stop it.
I have a job interview actually on Tuesday that I feel is really connected to this. It felt like the same frequency, the same energy. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't know if maybe I'm going to meet someone through it or whatever. It felt really good. Did they give that a thumbs up? Or
was a job interview?
Yeah, Tuesday. It's a really good opportunity.
It feels like the vibration feels really strong with this interview.
Yes,
there's a connection there with a person, or more than one person, there's a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting a real positive hit on that. Really, really positive hit on that.
And that's meant to be, because I do feel it very, very strongly. I feel like the people that are supposed to
be very positive hit.
Okay, awesome.
That's a good positive hit on that. Make sure you do your follow-up on that.
I will.
Thank you, follow-up. Make sure you do a follow-up on that. That was a huge, huge surge of energy I got off of that one.
Yeah, it felt wonderful.
Awesome. So make sure that you sign up for the mailing list. I'm going to send you some warm vibrations, and don't let the land hoe coming towards you turn you into, psych you out. Don't let it psych you out. The dream is coming. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Take
you.
Care, Pooja.
Bye.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was awesome. So what I really want to focus on, I only have a few minutes left here today, what I really want to focus on is kind of reiterating the importance of being ready for the dream and seeing that your dream is coming. I speak a lot in terms of dreams, because that's what we strive for. That's what we work towards. That's what we're running towards. When we're children, we dream really easy. I remember my childhood. I remember the fantasies and the dreams I had as a child, how easy it was to make the dreams up, how easy it was to fantasize. I was just about anything, from a movie star to a rock star to a famous physicist to any kind of wonderful, crazy, artistic, scientific, intellectual, educating hero or heroine that I was engaged in at the time, or even things that were complete fantasy from the science fiction books and comic books that I used to read. The older we get, the more practical our dreams become. The more we get bought into the story of we must have money to pay the bills and we must have a roof to keep the rain out, we must have fire to keep away the beasts, and we have to have a life partner so that we can share the world, and we have to have a foundation at which to raise our children. And our lives become more standardized. Our lives become more in line with the illusion that we adults place on the table. And then we get a little older, especially we start entering that, quote, midlife crisis, unquote, and we start kind of reaching back to the dreams of our childhood and fantasizing a little bit about the coulda, shoulda, woulda. Maybe I could have picked up the guitar and learned how to play the guitar and been a rock star. Maybe I could have written that great American novel. Maybe I should have traveled Europe with my backpack. Maybe I should have done that stuff. And sometimes we have regrets because we didn't fulfill the dream and we feel like it's too late. Well, I want you to think about something for me this week. I want you to think about one single thought, that thought being it's never too late. What is your dream? Do you have an artistic part of your soul that is dying to put out, dying to unleash its art out there, it's dying to inspire the world, and you just haven't played with it? Or perhaps you have an artistic side of you that is who you are in everyday life, but it's not fulfilling. So you have to go over here and clock in the 9 to 5 and then go over here and dabble in your art. And so maybe you're not dabbling as heavily as you should, busy trying to put meat on the table, so to speak. What is it that drives you? What is it that you need to do so bad you almost need it more desperately than you need to breathe or eat? That dream, how bad do you want it? I ask my clients that all the time. How hungry are you? How bad do you want it? Do you sit down and engage with your art on a daily basis? Every day, do you write or do you paint or do you draw or do you sing or do you dance? Every day, do you engage with your muses and hone those skills and let those skills come out of your soul into the world? Because if you're not doing it every day, then it can't grow. It's like a muscle. I'm a personal trainer. I train people every day of my professional life. And I tell them, if you want this muscle to grow, if you want this fat to reduce, you got to work it every day, every week. You have to do something all the time to engage it if you want it to grow. And it's the same. Give your art the respective attention that you would give anything else. You have to love it. And you could take baby steps. It's not too late. 5 years or 55 years or 75 years. It's not too late. We don't get to choose the skills and the talents that are gifted to us. We just get to display them. So for all my artists out there, and there's a lot of them, the wonderful actors, oh my goodness, I've had the blessed joy to hook up with a couple of young actors who have engaged with my services, and it's just so wonderful to watch young talent thrive and open. The people that are going to inspire us in the theater, on the stage, and in film in the years to come, it's a tough life to choose. Because you get to hear no all the time. But no is just a word. It doesn't mean anything. People tell us no every day. Courage because you hear the word no. Get excited because you hear the word no. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a word. So one less word, one less letter in it than the word yes. You could tell yourself the person's too lazy. They don't want to say yes. So we don't have time for them. Go to the next person. But stay focused. Stay focused on your dream. The visualization that I give people and trying to understand their to come to terms, rather, I should say, with their dreams and their purpose is the visualization of the wall. You stand there and look at the wall in front of you. Make the wall as large and as tall and thick as you possibly can imagine. The wall that you cannot penetrate standing before you. Big brick wall, just a big wall. On that wall, I want you to articulate your dream in paint, like a mural on the wall. Take your time. Make it as fancy or as simple as you want it to be. Make the images clear. Make them bold. Make them colorful. And make this image as exciting as you feel it in your heart. Take your time. As you visualize this, take your time. Use as much time, use as much colors, use as many strokes as you like to make this specific image represent everything that you want. Do you want to be on stage? Do you want to write great film scripts? Do you want to sing in large rooms before tens of thousands of people? Where do you see yourself? Put it up on the wall. And when you feel that that image is complete, step back and admire it. Drink in the image that you've just created. It is awesome, isn't it? Take that picture that you've created and take an image of it. Click it and capture that image. And that is your purpose, your artistic purpose. You can use that same visualization for just about anything. Whether you want to be the CEO of a company or you want to be a guitar player in a famous rock band, you can use that image for anything. Take a picture of it. That's your mural. That's your purpose mural. When you see it clearly in your mind, when you see it and you haven't forgotten anything from detail to detail, now start describing it. Write out a paragraph or two and describe what that image is. Once you've described that image in those two paragraphs, go back to the paragraph to summarize what you're trying to say. And my friend, you've got a purpose. Take those bullet points and turn them into your dream. If you go back to my blog, you can find me on WordPress, but you can find my blog also on my website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. You'll find I've detailed out that visualization a little more clearly for you. And I've also taken it to the next step, so I've given you another way that you can take those bullet points and suss out some goals, because what you need is a plan. A lot of us get frustrated because we don't have a plan. So you see the people that call in from time to time, have a couple of regular callers. Pooja's one of them. She's so wonderful. And what she's getting is she's getting her plan and she's getting her focus. And you can feel it every time she gets on the show. Her energy is lifting and lifting. My friends, you have to have a plan. The hardest thing to do is to accomplish your goal without a clear, concise plan. And you don't want to take your art and dull it down to something too practical, because that's what we're always afraid of as artists. You want to have a clear, concise plan so that you can move forward in a specific direction and you can accomplish your dream. And the satisfaction of completing goals successfully cannot be purchased with any kind of money. You want to have a plan. Okay? And then you, as an artist, you want to have your goals set out so that you can light up with every success that you have. And then last step, you want to be able to sit down. Yes, you want to ground and engage with your art, but you also want to sit down and engage with your divine, whether it's the divine creator or it's the muse, whatever it is that you connect to, the goddess energy, whatever your energy is that you connect to in your belief system, because you have to believe in something. It's going to create art because it has to come from somewhere. Connect with it every day. and give thanks to it every day. Inspiration you take and the gratitude and the thankfulness is what you give back. Do that every day. A great way to do it is to start in the morning by connecting with your heart and end the day with connecting in gratitude. I promise you, if you do that, you will start to move forward in the direction that you're looking for. So I'm going to recap that so that you can have that. And hopefully you've got some notes. And if you don't have the notes, it's okay. You can come back and listen to this on the rebroadcast. So first step is understanding and visualizing your purpose. Put it up on the wall and create that. And you can do that, my friend, in a day. You can do that in an hour. You can do that over the course of 6 weeks. However long it takes you to do it, just take some time and do that. Once you have the image of your purpose, then you want to summarize, describe what it looks like. Write it out as creatively as you like. Once you have the description, bullet point the description into some shorter sentences. Points and turn that into your mission, your purpose. Take that mission and purpose and suss out some goals, and now you have your plan. Once you have your plan, engage with your creative spark daily and engage in gratitude every day. And that, my friends, is my recipe for you to ignite your creative fire and move forward. So my request of you is try that. And, yeah, this message is directed to my artists that are out there, but I guarantee you, you can use this if you're an accountant, a lawyer, or an artist. I would love to hear from you. My name is Angel Thacker, once again, and so my email address is angel.thacker@comcast.net. Please come visit me on the Internet, on my website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. I would love to see you on Facebook. You can like the Facebook page. It's right there on the website. Or you can find me on Twitter. I'm always tweeting wonderful sparks of inspiration and engaging with people. I'm planning a couple of events, so I'll be announcing those as well. And I thank you once again for joining me today in today's call. I hope this was helpful. I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy this, our last weekend in April, and I will see you guys next month. God bless.